Words wield power, says author and commentator Lucy Farris. In discussions about recent episodes of extreme weather, the word resilience has suddenly taken on a life of its own, and she's not down with it.
As we learn more about the devastations of the last three hurricanes, some of us are talking about the relationship of climate change and extreme weather events. Whoops, my bad. I meant to say, some of us are talking about the relationship of resilience and extreme weather events. There, all fixed. Resilience has become the term of choice in a political atmosphere where climate change is the truth that shall not be named. Resilience originally denoted recoiling or avoidance. Does replacing the term climate change with resilience accomplish the same thing, but with different words? Or might our shift in vocabulary indicate that we're avoiding the serious questions? Harvard Business Review points out that resilience develops by way of hardship, so too much resilience makes people too tolerant of adversity. Extremely resilient people can set unattainable goals. Grit can be mistaken for leadership. The New York Times couldn't have taken snapshots of a so-called resilient Houston had myopic, lax regulations not led to poorly designed infrastructure. The mayor of San Juan's begging for help might not be seen as grit by some, but she is showing leadership. Also, by characterizing the ability to respond vigorously as resilience, we risk blaming the victim. Islands too close to sea level? Entire electrical grid knocked out for weeks? Not too resilient, are you? Resilience, in other words, is the privilege of those who can afford to build seawalls, relocate industries, filter water, install fuel-guzzling air conditioning. Using the term resilience allows the wealthiest among us to give ourselves a pat on the back and maybe ignore the cause of the adversity. I recently read an op-ed piece by a former FEMA official about building resilience to future disasters. It uttered not a peep about mitigating climate change. I confess my own lack of resilience. I understand that we've gone too far down this path to avoid the crises that are on their way, but I'd like to test my resilience as little as possible. I'd much rather we do something to arrest climate destruction, so we have a planet Earth. Let's save our resilience for all the other challenges of life.
Lucy Farris is a writer in residence at Trinity College and a contributor to the blog Lingua Franca in the Chronicle of Higher Education. That's where a longer version of this piece originally appeared.